Oakland teachers and longshore workers say they'll join forces on Friday in a one-day strike against school closures and a protest against the plan to build a waterfront baseball stadium for the Oakland A's. Divya Farias, who is an Oakland teacher, said the school district decision earlier this year to close or merge 11 schools was illegal and violated an agreement the school board had made with the Oakland Education Association and the Oakland community.
The district, although they agreed in 2019 that prior to implementing a school closure, they would have a one-year engagement process with the affected community, the district has not made good on that promise and has unilaterally made the decision to close schools without negotiating that with the teachers' union. And so this is a violation of our bargaining rights. And for that reason, the Public Employee Relations Board issued an unfair practice charge against the district.
The Oakland Unified School District has said that Friday's planned strike is illegal and is threatening legal action. It has also urged parents to keep their children home, saying the district does not have the ability to cover the high number of expected staff absences. Many working parents are scrambling for ways to cope. The Oakland Education Association says teachers voted 4-1 to support the one-day strike on Friday. The president of the Oakland Education Association, Keith Brown, said teachers will rally to demand high-quality public education for all students.
Closing schools does not save money. Now it is the time to take one day of action on Friday, April 29th, to stand with our students to say enough is enough. Our students need more, not less.
A California Public Employment Relations Board judge will hear the union's complaint against the school district and its closures on May 20th, but it's uncertain how long it would take to issue a ruling. The American Civil Liberties Union has filed a separate lawsuit urging Attorney General Rob Bonta to investigate what it calls the Oakland School District's racially discriminatory school closure plan, which disproportionately affects black students and families. Meanwhile, parents are fearing for their children's safety and education. But Misty Cross, who is fighting to keep Parker Elementary School open.
The fear that I have with the school closures is that our kids will be deprived of the basic education needs that they would need. They're being deprived of literacy, so they're not being taught to read. They're not being taught to teach math to keep up with today's technology. You know, we have engineers and all of these technology groups that are coming out, and they're building buildings around our children that they won't even be available to afford as they get older.
2 months ago, union and community members decided to found a new coalition called Schools and Labor Against Privatization, or SLAP. SLAP Representative Trent Willis said the plan to build a waterfront baseball stadium and thousands of condominiums directly threatens thousands of jobs at the port. He said the project will also lead to further gentrification of Oakland and the displacement of black and brown communities.